Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Link Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, to KER Politics. You know, this is the start of a new year, 2020, and I want to say one thing. Every New Year's, Big Al makes a ton of New Year's resolutions. Every New Year's, Big Al's family makes a ton of New Year's resolutions. And lo and behold, you get a little ways into the year, and those New Year's resolutions are totally forgotten. Got Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. John, why do people make New Year's resolutions with all of the best intentions possible and then forget about them a week later?
Well, first of all, we get reinforced big time from making these big accolades. We're going to drop 50 pounds. I'm going to start a new business. I'm going to retire on my marketing, you know, not marketing, my stock market portfolio. And I'm going to be a day trader. Whatever it is, we make these huge announcements. And we get a lot of accolades from our friends and family who are all making the same sort of extreme statements. And the reason why we do that is we get reinforced for it. We get this period of time at the beginning of the year where we're kind of feeling like the center of attention. And it's a new year and everybody's excited, so it makes us feel good about it. But unfortunately, most of those accolades are just too monumental for us to make, and that's part of the reason why we make them too. We make these huge grand things. Oh, I'll make $10 million this year in the stock market. Yeah. Well, nobody really expects you to, so if you fail, you're not really a failure. So it's not a big deal. So there's no real pressure to do that. And we like the attention, so why not? Let's go ahead and do it. Nobody else has done it. In fact, 80% of people's never make any of their New Year's resolutions. And that's why.
That's a big number. You know, John, at one time I was a pretty heavy smoker. I smoked about 3 packs of cigarettes a day up until the age of 40. And at 40, I just quit. And I remember I tried numerous times to quit smoking. Boy, that was a very, very common New Year's resolution for me. And I got to tell you, one thing I learned in one of the programs that I used is that if you're going to do something like quitting smoking, tell all of your close friends, and then they will basically reinforce that and 9 times out of 10 laugh at you if you go back to smoking. What do you think about something like that?
Well, using peer pressure is always a good idea, but I think with something like a New Year's resolution, we know if you have a team effort, you're going to be much more successful. Not just everybody cheering you on, but other people trying to quit smoking at the same time, or other people trying to work out regularly with you, or other people trying to lose weight, or whatever your goal is, start your own business. You know, you get other people doing it. You all of a sudden now have a teammate who's there with you. And you know, when you have those down days, that's what your teammates are for, to pick you up and keep you moving forward.
Yeah.
And when they're having one, you're right there. And it's amazing how that significantly increases your success rate. And, you know, having a partner like your spouse do it with you helps a lot, but it's so much more powerful when you have that team behind you.
John, let me ask you a question. I mean, all of us try to change bad habits. All of us are very, very aware of negative habits and how they have a really negative implication towards your life into the future. Why is it so hard for people to know that something that they're doing is wrong, but they're unable to change it? Why does that happen, big guy?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Everybody tends to have this thing, well, but I'm not reckless with it, or I can manage it. And, oh, yeah, that's against the law. That's for people who don't know what they're doing. Or, yeah, I can smoke, but, you know, nobody in my family has cancer, so it hadn't done anything to me yet.
Right.
We make up these false analogies or false ideal sets to support our habit. Because unfortunately, and fortunately for us, all in the same time, being habituated to behavior is something that's very hard to stop. So when you decide to do these things, all you have to do is replace the old habit with a new habit that is healthier, better for you on your way to the goal, but contraindicates you doing things that keep you from making your goal. And we can habituate that, and then we beat the game. We can make it.
Doc, give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, for example, let's say you want to lose 50 pounds. That's great, but it's such a huge number. You tell all your friends your goal is to lose 50 pounds, and you go to work and you get a membership at the gym, and you start the first week in January, and you're there every day, but then you pull a muscle, you're really sore, so you only make it 2 days the next week, and then you jump back in the next week with 4 days again, and you're sore, and oh, all of a sudden there's a business meeting, then you have to go out of town, and you don't make it. And everybody goes, oh, 50 pounds, man, you only weigh 200 pounds. That's half your, or that's a quarter of your body weight. Nobody's right. going to do that in a year. And everybody makes excuses for you, and you just go on about your business. But if you do something very simple, let's say you cut out all soft drinks, no more sodas. You can drink iced tea, unsweetened, sparkling waters all the way, regular water, but no more soft drinks, no more cans of Coke or Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, or anything else like that. That alone, the average American will lose 2 to 4 pounds every month if you just stop doing that.
Really?
Now think about two to four pounds over 12 months. Now you've lost 24 to 48 pounds.
Yep.
It takes you 6 to 8 weeks to habituate a new behavior. So that new behavior is I'm going to drink soda. I'm going to drink sparkling water instead of soda water or iced tea instead of soda water. You know, within 2 to 3 months, you've habituated yourself to walking in that restaurant and ordering an iced tea instead of a Coca-Cola or coming home and grabbing a glass of water instead of grabbing a Coke out of the refrigerator.
John, let me ask you this.
Your habit.
Yeah. In terms of changing habits, okay, and let's relate this to the show, to KER politics. Let's say that people are sick and tired of getting so caught up in the business of politics on a daily basis. People realize that they're really not going to make a hell of a big difference in terms of, you know, one opinion out of what 330 million or whatever the heck the population is. How would somebody like that accomplish what I'm driving at here? For example, I'll use myself as a fictitious, and I swear to God, this is a fictitious example, okay? I don't really get that caught up in politics. I mean, we talk about it at least 5 days a week on the air, and I have to say that my personal feeling about it is I made up my mind a long time ago that I was not going to let something extraneous to my life that I probably really couldn't change cause me to lose sleep at night. Never worked. I still lose sleep at night occasionally as to what's going on. John, we're down to about 2 minutes left in this particular segment. Give me an introduction to how you would address this problem going into the next segment.
Well, what I would do is I would sit back and look at how I pay attention to the news. If I'm using social media, I've got my smartphone, maybe my smartwatch on, and you're getting these blasts every 15 to 20 minutes about what's going on in politics because it is a hot topic. I would turn off all of those data streams, turn off all those things, and only allow myself your hour every day on your show to watch. That way, they can come in, they get a reasonable sound bite, they can listen to your conversation, your explanation, pros and cons, and then it's over, and they can go on about their business and wait till tomorrow night. They don't have to sit there and get hit by it every 15 to 20 minutes. And that actually is detrimental. It jumps our body into the fight or flight mechanism, increases our cortical steroids, increases blood pressure, heart rate, makes us a greater risk for strokes. So my recommendation is you limit your access to that type of information, and your show is the perfect one to use because it's rational and, you know, you don't throw in that emotionality.
Good
so
advice,
I would
John,
just say,
John, got to stop you. Good advice.
Yep.
Got to take a real quick commercial break here for about 30 seconds. I'm going to be right back with words of wisdom from Dr. John Huber.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, Big Al is chatting with Dr. John Huber, one of his favorite and most admired friends who are well-versed in the idea or the makeup of a human mind. We're talking a little bit about changing habits. This being the new year, I thought it would be a good way to start out our show. John, you want to continue as to what you would recommend to people who have ingrained habits habits that they know are bad. They know that they're making them miserable. They need to change them, and it's hard.
Try to find opposing activities that keep you from doing the behaviors that you are troubling for you, that you want to change or reduce. We go back to the topic we were talking about before, getting all upset about politics. When my patients come in, I get a new patient coming in, that's one of their issues. What I ask them to do, for 1 week, they don't watch any news, period. Not even the weather. They go cold turkey. They always tell me the second day, the third day, they're like pulling their hair out. They can't. But then they wake up on the third, fourth day, and things are much easier. The fifth day, much easier. By the time they get back a week later, it's not a big deal. And what's happened is they've kind of broken that cycle of, I have to know every 10 minutes what's going on in the world. That's becoming your world, not your actual real world that you can interact with. Then I ask them at that point, give themselves 1 day a week where they absolutely do cold turkey. They use their phone as a phone. They turn off the data stream, and it's real easy. There's a couple of hundred apps you can buy or that you can put on from the app store on any phone. You can control it like you're controlling a kid's phone, and that's why they're there. So you can get on and control when and what content your kids have access to. You put it on your phone, use it from your laptop or your desktop computer, and set it up that 1 day a week, you don't have any of that stuff. The only thing your phone will do is act like a phone. That gives you a 24-hour period every 7 days where you can kind of reset. Once you've done that 1 week, you can use that information or that data stream application to control that 1 week so you're not apt to break it. I'm living proof. Last year, actually, it's 2018, not 2019 now, but that summer, I took 8 weeks of my data stream off. I took it off personally. It was amazing, and now it kind of put everything in perspective, and I stopped reacting to those spots on social media where people are trying to get a reaction from politics to think about your relationships and what's really important with you. And those are my posts. I'm not posting off that this guy is a crazy governor and we shouldn't, you know, let him do this.
Big John, let me tell you, I have a lot of friends who are about as wired into political events as I am. I have a tendency to be able to let things run off of my back. And I do that more often than not in terms of the political world, because I've been around it long enough to know if I can't think of something constructive about a political situation, as I've said on the show numerous times, I don't even think about it anymore. As an example, Kenny and I were putting together segments 7 and 8 of the weekend radio show. We were talking about the situation that's going on right now in Iraq, driving a lot of people absolutely crazy. There's a lot of anti-Trump feeling coming from that, and there's a lot of pro-Trump feeling coming from that. The way that I handle a situation like that now is I try to think of what, in an ideal sense, would make that situation not be a problem. And for me, that works very effectively, and I'll use that technique more often than not when I'm doing interviews, political interviews. Rather than disagree with somebody, which you're absolutely right, does nothing but increase the fight or flight syndrome and typically cause more detriment to your psyche.
Yes.
But it's a very effective way to deal with it. Any comments on that?
Oh, I think that's exactly what you should do. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you're an emergency room doctor. And what I mean by that is we see people in the hospitals all the time who come in and they're in car accidents, their arm's been amputated in the accident,
right.
Or... you know, they got steel rods to their abdomen, and we walk in and we have to treat the patient, and we can sit there just like everybody else and go, oh my God, this is horrible. But then who's going to take care of the patient? So we've learned to turn that stuff off, take care of business. And that's what you've done. And it would be nice if people would, because anybody can do it. You just have to teach yourself to do it. And what would be nice is if people would start thinking like that. But they don't. They don't have to. There's no need for them. In fact, they kind of get reinforced to get emotionally upset about it, because then they feel like they're part of this team and they can yell and rant, and all these people send them accolades. Oh my God, you're so right. This is crazy. And, you know, and all of a sudden they feel important again. So they don't have a need to, or a really a want to, even though they say they want to stop. They're getting reinforced, or they wouldn't be doing that over and over and over again.
John, when you're looking at a situation that you believe has to be changed for your own good, for lack of better terms, Tell me about some of the things that make it difficult to do that. And I know we've kind of been talking around that particular subject, but let me give you an example. Comfort zone. You know, somebody who wants to get in better shape, for example, physically, well, it's uncomfortable to start, you know, when you start that process. How do you get past the point where it's uncomfortable and make sure that you get to the point where it's doing you some good?
Well, you know, any change is going to be uncomfortable. And I remind my patients, I remind my family, my friends, that anything worthwhile will not be easy. If it's easy, it's not going to be good for you. It'll make things worse. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do is to realize that. And if you're struggling with it, that's a good sign you're doing the right thing. You know, if it's hard for you to overcome it, that's a sign that everything's working the way it's supposed to. And you will eventually get to that where it's your norm and you feel uncomfortable if you don't do it. So it just takes time. So, again, I say take small steps, like just get rid of Cokes. Don't drink any more sodas. You know, and I dropped October of, 2018, I decided I was gonna get in better shape because, you know, I'm a third-degree black belt. I work out, you know, 5-6 hours a week doing different things. And I was just not feeling good, and I should have been. And I looked at myself like, wow, you know, I'm as big as I've ever been. And all I did is start managing my size of portions. I didn't change. I still eat ice cream. I still eat chocolate chip cookies. But what's happened is I dropped 60 pounds by having appropriate portions. You know, if they say you should be eating 4 to 6 ounces of protein, that's what I'm eating instead of my 32-ounce porterhouse. You know, and so now I get a better cut. I get myself a 6 ounce petite filet, and I'm really satisfied. I could eat 5 of them, but I don't need to get that satisfaction. And I don't want to be satiated because I find out that I'm more alive and I'm not as exhausted and I can pay more attention to what's going on around me. And I've dropped that 60 pounds and I've kept it off for over a year now. And it's all about portion control, but I still have ice cream. I still have chocolate. I still have candy. You know, I love my Mike and Ike, and I'm getting ready for the Easter Bunny bringing me really good jelly beans this time of year in a few weeks. So,
so you've controlled it by making it manageable. I can totally understand that. And I think
That's the best way. Make it manageable for you, not what anybody else says, but what's manageable for you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go from Dr. John Huber. Words of wisdom. Make a change manageable for you. Stick around. We're going to be right back after the commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Shouts of "Debt to America" was being called out in Baghdad among thousands of mourners in a funeral procession for Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he was planning a major incident.
When he landed in Baghdad, the travels before that put him in places all around the region which were aimed solely at building out what they were referring to as the big attack.
Democrats, including Virginia's Mark Warner, has questions.
There was a threat. The question that I still need to get answered is, has the administration thought through all the ramifications of their action? A better outcome would have been if the administration had briefed congressional leaders beforehand, briefed our allies beforehand.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up in the last two segments, KER Politics, for this first weekend of 2020, as they say. Be very careful, by the way, when you're writing checks. Don't, for God's sakes, abbreviate 2020 into just 20. That's very easy to change. I don't want any of our guys to do something like that and then get in trouble down the road. Having said that, we're going to talk a little bit about U.S. Affairs as they relate to the Middle East right now. We're obviously going to opine initially on the drone strike in Iraq that eliminated the very important terrorist official. Right now, as of this recording time, Friday morning, specifically 9 o'clock on the West Coast, the opinions of people out there are somewhat mixed, in the sense that some people are saying they think that the president is being perhaps too aggressive, and other people are saying they thought it was the right thing to do. Jim McKinney, as you all know, is a retired Army intelligence officer. He has firsthand knowledge as to what's going on in the Middle East and what went on during his career assignments over there. He's got some interesting ideas. Let me just introduce Jimmy. I don't have to introduce Jimmy. He's on the show virtually every time that I do a segment on this. So let me say this, and that is that Jim has boots on the ground experience. Don't mean to repeat myself, but he does, and that is very, very important. Secondhand knowledge doesn't work in cases like this. Jim feels that Trump is being aggressive here, but Trump is being aggressive simply because he wants to show the rest of the world that we're not going to play around anymore. And in addition to that, the Iranians are also, everybody has to admit, the Iranians are also being very aggressive. Jimmy, you want to start us out?
Sure. I think your opening comments about both sides, you know, there's obviously always opinions and there's politics involved in these types of actions. So there's two things that are happening in the U.S. One is fear, certainly from the left and from people that are not sure of what's happening, that the Iranians are powerful and may be able to retaliate and potentially hurt more Americans in other places. That's exactly what the Iranians want us to believe. The other side of the aisle, the other side of the coin, I guess, is people that actually understand this, understand how important Qassem Soleimani, the commander of the Iranian Guards Quds Force, which is basically their special operations, intelligence and special operations forces that expand outward to support terrorist operations around the world. They understand, people that understand his role understand what a terrible man this was for stability and peace. The number of Americans that were killed in Iraq from his operations and supporting his operations, and of course the destabilization in Syria, in Yemen, in Israel, and of course Lebanon with Hezbollah and so supporting of Hamas, and his involvement in Afghanistan to undermine Western efforts. And I think that this guy needed to go, but it is an incredibly bold move by the administration to take him out. I think the president was sending a message not just to Iran, but to others as well.
You know, the one comment I would have to make is this. Iran, as of this moment in time, okay, simplistically speaking, I'm not a military guy, but somewhat simplistically speaking, the threat that Iran poses to the United States, the most obvious threat is Iran is a very definite threat to Israel. And I, from what I understand about that situation, and I understand quite a bit about it, so I think I'm right on that one. But the one comment that I would make is that given the fact that Iran is not really a military threat at this moment in time to the United States of any significance, and I want to stress, Jim, the phrase of any significance, why are we being so aggressive over there?
Well, okay, there's two points there. First of all, just because Iran is against Israel doesn't mean that's in U.S. interest. But of course, it is an ally, and it's a complicated relationship there.
Yeah.
And Iran has been supporting the destabilization and has a stated goal. The Islamic regime in Iran has a stated goal of destroying Israel and wiping
exactly.
them out.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's a problem. That's not directly a threat to the United States. What is a threat to the United States is U.S. intelligence estimates 15 years ago predicted detailed estimates that they predicted that the Iranians would be able within 5 years to develop a nuclear weapon.
Uh-huh.
So the big pressure that's been on for a couple of decades is to avoid them from getting a nuclear weapon. And the primary reason for that is that they are in a very autocratic Islamic fundamentalist regime that could use a weapon like that in a desperate attempt destabilize the world and bring about an Armageddon that they publicly would like. And this is, again, a small segment of the population. Most Iranians are actually quite enamored with Western ideas and want economy and want a future, but the government is controlled since 1979 by this Islamic revolutionary government of the Ayatollahs, as well as these military, the IRGC, the Islamic Republic, or the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, and then, of course, their special operations unit, the Quds Force, that Soleimani is in charge of.
Yeah.
So those are threats, and the Quds Force have posted forces around around the world and done many things to prepare for events just like this. So the big pressure is nuclear weapons, and unlike the previous administration, who were actually trying to buy their way out of the potential with for the Iranians to develop nuclear weapons, this administration has taken a much bolder move against them.
Jim, I want to take the other side of that particular argument simply by saying a large percentage of the people in the United States right now, and a large percentage of the people, I would have to say, in the free world, believe that Iran does not have nuclear weapon capability as of this moment in time.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit from your standpoint as to why you think that the case is that they do and are rapidly approaching, if they don't have it at this moment in time, they're rapidly approaching that point in time where they would have it. Because admittedly, if they had nuclear capability of any significance, they would pose a threat to the rest of the world.
Well, they have spent a fortune on building capacity. They've done reprocessing, they've got uranium production facilities, and they have hidden those facilities. And under the accord with the Obama administration, they were supposed to stop that just for a period of 10 years. Well, we're already 4 years into that, past that agreement. So their ability to actually produce a nuclear weapon capability, will not take long if sanctions are reduced, if they're freely allowed to operate and trade with the technologies needed. And in fact, their capacity, it's many people, the United Nations, Europeans, most Western intelligence agencies have all determined they're very close to be able to doing it. And the question is whether or not they're allowed to continue to go forward with that technology and the trading and be able to take those risks.
I think what we have to talk about, we've got to take a quick commercial break here, as you know, Jim, but I think what we have to talk about is your comment, very close. What is very close? Really defined as? Does very close mean a few weeks, a few months, or a number of years? I think that all of that has to be taken into the equation. And I'm not necessarily taking a counterpoint to you. I just want to make this thing as open a discussion as we possibly can because of all of the comments that we typically get on our website about this. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial break. Stick around. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up our radio program, KER Politics, heard on 21 stations around the United States. We're opining on the situation that occurred Thursday with the drone attack on the terrorist leader in Iraq. One thing I want to bring up is we're talking right now about how much of a threat in reality is Iran to the rest of the world. Jimmy, I want to elaborate on that just a little bit, and I want to elaborate on that by saying the following. Number one, in that particular area, you have two countries that do have nuclear capabilities. On the one hand, you've got Israel, and on the other hand, you've got Pakistan. Now, I'm fairly comfortable just because of my psyche with Israel having nuclear capabilities. In terms of Pakistan, I want to ask you, why are they not a threat, and why is Iran, in your opinion, considered to be a nuclear threat?
Well, Pakistan and India, they face off. So you've got two nuclear powers on a border that actually restrict them. There's a level of detente that's required in order to keep stability in the region. The Iranian problem is that they are actively pursuing revolutionary actions for Islam under the Shiite, model through the region, and have publicly stated that they want to wipe off other nations, specifically Israel, from the planet. They are very small governance. They're governed by their Revolutionary Council. They do have elections, so they do elect leaders there. But ultimately, it's to the Ayatollahs and the leaders of the revolution to make the determination of what happens there. There is a large amount of people that are pushing back in Iran right now against that type of that religious regime. There's right. been connections with the West in the past. So they, in order for them to achieve their goals and spread the revolution, they're untrustworthy, and they have spent a large amount of money. They are the largest terrorist funder and supporter in the world, and there's no question about it from anybody's perspective, in order to achieve their goals. So with gaining a nuclear weapon, and we left the last segment with the question on how long would it take,
you know, for them to gain a nuclear weapon.
Right.
Intelligence back in August of 2005 predicted that they could have all they needed by 2015. Well, we're 4 years past 2015.
Right.
And then the Revolutionary Guards and the Quds Force have been specifically designated supporters of terrorism and proliferators of weapons of mass destruction. So, according to some analysts, in fact, a study out of a Wisconsin group that looking at International Atomic Energy Agency reporting, they believe that the Iranian government could put together a weapon within months. They actually predict in less than 2 months. And U.S. intelligence, I'm not going to go into details of what the predictions are there, but they have spent a tremendous amount of resources and time undermining their economy in order to give this capability, which is incredibly powerful and strong. And it's in the hands of a small group of religious zealots would be incredibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
There is still, in Pakistan, there is still some form of democratic institutions that have been supported based on the past history with the United Kingdom and, of course, India and the breakup back just post-World War II. And there is a judicial system there. There is some existing form of relationships that we have, both the United States and other countries have with Pakistan, that keep that kind of contained. The Iranians, very few people have the types of relationship that would keep it contained. So, difficult problem. Very difficult problem.
Well, it is a very difficult problem. I mean, it's one of those conversations and one of those issues that people really feel they're very, very diametrically opposed in their opinions. And I can understand that and I can appreciate that. I guess what I would have to say at this moment in time, the strike over in Iraq occurred a couple of days ago, as you folks on the radio are listening to this. Let's see how it shakes out. Let's see if there are any ramifications that are really detrimental to us or civilians in Iraq. I would have to say that, given the fact that, I got to tell you, these spring colds in the Northwest are terrible. I would have to say that given the fact that no civilians were killed in terms of this particular drone attack, all I can say is thank God for that. Am I opining on the logic and the rationale of that particular drone attack? I am not. I'm saying it's an event that happened. It's happened a couple of days ago, and we're going to have to see where that goes from there. Here's another event that we've been talking about on KER Politics for a long time.
Al, I just wanted to finish up on one point, if I could, on that topic. I apologize, but I did want to say that, you know, the United States and the Trump administration sent a message to the senior Iranian religious leadership saying, we can hit you anytime, anywhere. Yeah. Your most powerful, probably the most powerful man in Iran, we took out in this hit, Qassem Soleimani.
Mm-hmm.
It also sent a message to the Iraqi government, who has been under pressure from the Iranian government and the different groups that have mobilized inside of Iraq under the support and funding of Iran, that says, look, you better decide which direction you're going. A relationship with the United States, which has been funding and protecting you for now, you know, quite a long period of time, or join up with a loser, which is Iran, which they're economically dwindling in power.
Mm-hmm.
It's also sending a message to North Korea to say, oh, by the way, leadership there, be careful. You are all reachable. And it sends a message to the world that we're tired of playing these games. We're not going to pay people off to shut them down. So I just wanted to finish up with that on this topic. And it's a very convoluted problem. It's dangerous and it's going to scare a lot of people. But in the end, I think it's making a statement.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, I think you make a really good point here. Now we have posted this on Facebook, and any of you folks on Facebook who are not familiar with our program, we have a very active blog. We have in excess of 100 comments. every weekend, and close to 100 comments on a daily basis with our editorials. So if you have a desire to chime in, just go to our website, www.kereport.com. Got about 2 minutes left here. So what I want to touch on just in closing is, number one, we've got the Senate inquiry, the Senate investigation into the impeachment. If the Democrats decide to push the paperwork into the Senate, which at this moment in time we're not sure if that's going to happen or not, Jim feels very strongly that if this particular issue goes to the Senate, that it will simply die there, and that they will, the Senate will determine that Trump did not commit an impeachable offense. Jimmy, tell us why you say that.
So the two charges that the Democratic House has put forward were obstruction of Congress. Of course, they did not go through the court system, which is the third equal branch of government, in order to actually identify whether or not they are obstructed, whether or not they were had legal basis to push and request people to speak. So that charge in itself is going to fail, in my view. There's no sound legal argument for that. And the second topic with this abuse of power, very nebulous argument. Every president of the United States has had special representatives. Every president of the United States has requested from people that we provide support to something in return. In this case, nothing was actually traded. Nothing was given back. Abuse of power, it's just a very ridiculous argument that really puts the Obama administration more in the chair for questions, and I think the Democrats realize that they're in a difficult situation with that. That the more questions you ask them about abuse of power with the Trump administration over Ukraine, the more questions you have to ask about the Biden relationship with Ukraine, the Obama relationship with Ukraine, and there's a lot of things that will come out of that. I think they'd be better off not having more questions and answers in the Senate. I think they should. If I was a Democrat right now, I'd want to get this thing over with and shut it down and move on towards the election.
And there we go. Jimmy, we are out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed KER Politics. We will be back on these 2122 radio stations next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.